Hello everyone, it's such a privilege to be sharing with you again. My name is Marlon. I'm currently an Amplified Youth Coach at High School Stellenbosch, for those who don't know. And we're going to speak about Matthew chapter 11 now. It's really an interesting chapter. There's so many different things going on, but the thing that I want to focus on is offense. So this is quite a controversial topic for some people. If you hear the word offense, you might cringe a bit, you might start running away, but it is really something that we have to speak about. So I'm quickly going to read for us in Matthew 11 from verse 2. It says the following. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, are you the one who is to come? Or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Now, just to give some context, John, I think if I was John, I would really be a bit negative at the moment, because John is now in prison. And maybe he thought, like, when Jesus comes, he's gonna walk with him, he's gonna do his ministry with him. And but at the moment he's in prison, and Jesus is doing all the fun stuff. And it's actually so funny, because John said that when John baptized Jesus, he said, here is the Lamb of God, the one whose sandals I'm unworthy of untying. And now all of a sudden he is asking, like, but he's sending his disciples, and he's asking, is this really the Messiah? Is this the one who is to come? And it's amazing. Jesus then tells his disciples to tell John, like, what do they see? What do they witness there? And then he says, blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Now, I want to ask you a question. Like, have you ever been offended with someone, maybe in the church or even in your household? Has anyone in the church ever been offended by you? It's such a thing that I think it is a tool that the devil uses to use offense to bring division in the church. And I want to encourage you today to really, if you have offense in your heart towards someone, to go and speak to that person, to make it right. I'll always remember this time. It was about 3 years ago, where I was at a church service, and for some reason I got really offended with God. So what happened is I went forward to pray for people. I really wanted to pray for people that night, and I went to the person and I asked, hey man, can I pray for you? And they said, sorry, I've already been prayed for. And I was like, okay, cool. I went to the next person and I asked, hey, can I pray for you? And literally every single person has already been prayed for. And for some reason, I still don't know why, but I was really offended with God. And I decided, okay, now I'm going to go home. I'm going to go out of this place. And when I stood at the door just to go out, like my last step out of the door, the pastor picked up the mic and he said, someone in here is offended with God, and God wants you to make it right. And I was just stopped in my tracks, and I was like, yo, that can only be me. How is it possible that, it can only be God? And then I just said, okay, let me turn around. And I went forward, and I just went on my knees, and I sorted it out with God. And after that, I wasn't offended with God anymore, because I realized how stupid it was. But it showed me something that night, that God is really, like, he sorts out offense quickly. And it's just amazing to see that if you have offense in your heart, and if you don't sort it out, it grows in your heart, and it gets bigger, and it just wastes time, to be honest. I think that the devil uses offense to keep us away from one another, and it stops the kingdom from coming. So I want to encourage you tonight to really, if you have that offense in your heart, and really, let's trust the Holy Spirit. It's obviously not lacquer to reflect on yourself, but if we stop asking the Holy Spirit, where can we grow and where must we improve, then we think we've arrived somewhere, and that's not where we want our minds to think, like, sure, where can I become more like Christ? Where can I improve myself? And yeah, let's think of those places where maybe someone in your small group that you're really offended with, someone that, you just have to speak to. I want to encourage you tonight to send that person a message, or just to make that first step, although it's not always easy to make the first step, I want to encourage you to do it, because when we're in unity, the kingdom of God comes. And there's this one quote that I read in a book once that said that when we forgive someone, we set a prisoner free, and that prisoner was you. So it's an amazing thing to like, when we forgive someone, you think that you may be setting someone else free, but you're actually setting yourself free. And let us not be held down by these chains of unforgiveness and stuff. Let us walk in freedom, and let us not let offense be something in our church that keeps us from seeing the kingdom of God coming. So I would like to pray for us tonight, and I really hope you've got a blessed day, and let's really trust the Holy Spirit to show us the places of offense in our heart. Father, thank you, Lord, that we can so strive, Lord, just to spend time with you, Lord, and be more like you, God. Holy Spirit, I ask that you will reveal the places in our heart that we still need to grow in, Lord. The places where we might be offended with someone, Lord, where we might have unforgiveness in our hearts. Please give us the strength to go to those people, Lord, and to make it right, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, that we know that you fight for us, Lord. And Lord, we want you to fight our battles, Father God. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that people will have the strength, Lord, to overcome that fear of conflict, Lord, that fear of just an awkward situation, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you will help us to take that first step, Lord, and that we will unite in the name of Jesus, in your blood, Lord, that we will be one together, Lord. Father, I pray that there will be no small little foxes, Lord, keeping us away from one another, Lord, that is just, keeping us offended with one another, Lord, but that we will be of one accord, Lord, and that we will worship you in spirit and truth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you.